Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, joining us, slight change of position and everything else, but hey, you know, we shift, we adapt. Joining me now is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I am so grateful for you and GCN. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, well. I'm sure GCN will be thrilled to hear that. What have we done that we didn't know about?
You told the truth.
Oh.
You told the truth. I mean, the media these days, Bill, is absolutely poisonous. Telling the truth is the actions of a brave individual these days.
Well, you know, I don't think of it in those terms. The problem with embellishing,
sure, you're right,
the problem with any of that some of these other places do is that eventually it always proves to sort of blow up in their face.
Yes,
and they may be lying, and they may lie. Some people like Joe Biden, they lie to themselves. Joe Biden thinks he got 81 million votes. So, he's lied to himself. So, you can't really reach people like that. The only thing that you, me, or any of us can do is try to have our own code and then try to live by our code. And, that's character, right? Character's the hard stuff you do when nobody's looking.
Well, and one of the things we do to encourage good character is we acknowledge it when we see it.
Oh, okay. Well, look, thank you.
The media has sold this lie that civilian gun owners are dangerous. I mean, look at the language. This came up. You gave me some stats, and I'll talk about them later. I was talking to the guys at Buckeye Firearms, Dean Reich. And, I mean, think about it. If you're wearing a polyester uniform and the government pays your paycheck, that they call it a patrol rifle, and the media calls it a personal defense weapon. But if I take that same piece of plastic and steel and my wife takes it out of the safe because she hears the glass break, now it's an assault weapon. That's propaganda. That's not journalism.
Oh, no. Well, and, the other thing about journalists is that When you hear the term journalist, you're thinking about somebody that's like digging in there. They're going through all the filing cabinets. They're looking for that. They find the obscure witness that was there that saw everything that happened, and they find out the truth before anybody else knows, and it's earth shattering. And actually, right, most of them are just pulling it off the topic tracker. There's a subscription service, and topic trackers, by the way, are about the same as Facebook. You know, you're on Facebook, so right, like some of the things that pop up that show up on your feed are all designed based upon the stuff that you do. So even though they're not big gun people on there, they'll show you gun things and, gun stuff and, a little bit of this and a little bit of that here and there and stuff geared towards that kind of person. And topic trackers. When after Parkland happened here locally, and you remember that happened on Valentine's Day. One of the local TV stations said, and this is the 19th event of its type that has happened this year, straight out of the Everytown playbook.
Right.
Straight out of the Giffords. And, you know, that's not journalism. That's not reporting. That's just reading. So.
And again, I'm going to quote the media again, quoting Giffords. The thing that I noticed is the way they stereotype gun owners. We're a bunch of old, white, rural rednecks, even though half of new gun owners are minority urban women.
Yeah.
So, other than 180% wrong, now, why do they do that? And my colleague John Richardson picked up on something. I want to share it.
Sure.
Yeah, we got, not a lot of time, but we got a little time. And that's
4 minutes, right ahead.
Yeah. It's called a preference cascade. They don't want other urban minority women to know that they are a growing segment of the gun-owning population. These women go, you know, man, the world is more dangerous than I realized when I was growing up. I want to protect myself, but, you know, I don't want to be the first person to do it, and I don't know anybody else who does. Well, what if they found out that it was not only accessible to them, it was common. In fact, they are one of the largest segments of new gun owners. Then more urban women would go, wow, I've wanted to. I guess I really should take the time and do it. And it's just like what we've seen in constitutional carry. At first, no states did it. And now more and more, oh, yeah, that is possible. We could do that.
Yeah. The you know, when after, and I think I've already shared this with you, so if I'm getting repetitive, please tell me. But after Newtown, they did a study after Newtown, and 56% of America felt that that kind of thing happened all the time.
Right.
And when I saw that, I was like, that is the percentage of America that is the low-info voter. And this is the percent, you know, the low-info voter is... the kind of person that turns on the TV and only gets, you know, they can repeat verbatim what they see on TV, or if they read a paper or something like that, they can repeat it verbatim. And they believe it. There's no critical thinking involved in this. This is, well, today Bigfoot showed up and he made the sky fall. And then, you know, they're on Facebook, did you hear about Bigfoot? And, you know, putting it out there because they don't look at anything and assess it themselves. They don't get out there and you know, crank that out. I mean, I've said it more than once. I am not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I get stuff wrong. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to. Whenever I'm doing something, I'm doing my very level best to tell the truth. And I define the truth as the facts that are valid at the point, at that point in time. Now, that's not political truth. Political truth is all defined by who's in charge, by who's in power.
Well, but what you're saying, given the best information we have today, this is what we know.
Right.
But that's not what the rest of the media is doing.
No.
So, and you pointed this out. They repeat themselves every 20 minutes. There's only 20 minutes of news a day. Well, you don't repeat yourself. You put on a three-hour show. You don't repeat yourself once a week, let alone every 20 minutes. So,
It depends on if it's developing and everything. I might repeat myself. But
here's what we just learned.
I don't knowingly try to repeat myself and stuff. But if it develops. But I mean, that's the other reason. And I don't have the time to point this out. Tell people, we'll talk about this in the next segment. Tell people how to find you and what you do.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. And once a week, thank you, Bill, I get to join you in the ninjas.
That is it. That is all of, well, that's not all the stuff, but anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Show is brought to you by DeSantis. products.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Rob Morrison, we were just talking about the media. And let me give you some headlines at Fox News, FoxNews.com right now. The number two story. Behar stuns McCain with joke about first actively open gay NFL player. This coming from The View. Are you glad to know that? Do you feel informed?
I don't even think that's true.
Then
some of them said they were gay after they left their active football career.
Is that news?
Is that significant in any way? Maybe there was once upon a time when we thought no one was gay, but no. Now, the way gay people are portrayed in the media, we think more people are gay than actually are. It's like not news.
Number five story. Liberal CNN host struggling program plunges to new low. They're talking about Brian Stelter, the potato. You know, they got nobody to talk to, you know, no Trump, so now they just exist in a vacuum. Is that news?
I would say not Stelter, but perhaps the fact that without Trump to sensationalize, to demonize, no one was listening to CNN. They're not enough of us trapped in airports to sell soap to. Yeah, I get it. It's minor news.
Emergency crew rescues sex doll after mistaking it for drowning woman.
What network carried that?
FoxNews.com. Woman stops squirrel thief by using Vaseline on bird feeder. They're so greedy.
There's no news. There's nothing of significant.
Vin Diesel explains feud with Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, of course, Elizabeth Hurley wore a bikini again. So every time Elizabeth Hurley does that, they show Elizabeth Hurley, which, you know, that's okay with me. But anyway. I think part of the problem with media today is that media today is trying to be everything to everybody.
Oh, we have to show everything.
Under the guise of news. Now, news is a very boring, dry topic. And listen, I'm not going to be, I'm not going to try to put out there that there's no bias in what I do. There's plenty of bias in what I do. My bias is based upon data. And the reason I niche myself with guns is because I can look at the way they go after guns, and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for climate change, and I can see the way they're doing the same thing for socialized medicine. Mm-hmm. So the same template is in place, except the linchpin to this, to them actually pulling this off, would be for them to disarm us, and then we're done. And that's why I have niched myself to this. Now, because of that, I don't have to be concerned when, you know, beyond a passing interest of a quick glance of when Elizabeth Hurley wears a bikini. That's not something I ever talk about when I'm on the air. I don't talk about Joy Behar unless it's, you know, Joy Behar being a leftist. As far as getting out there and making off-color jokes and everything else, I don't even watch TV.
Right.
Because I'm not one of the 56%.
I don't, as you say, there's no news that they're trying to sell that I need to know. Isn't that amazing? They, with all their resources, can't. They've, you're right. We have to cover the approved topics, and yet they miss so much that is of enormous significance. Wow. Wow. Well, I did notice that more and more journalists are leaving and telling the world that the network has no clothes. Did you see that on Project Veritas again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the shine is coming off the apple.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's... After a while, the only people that are not worried about what people think about them, it's obvious by the way they comport themselves as they go about their job, to me, is Congress.
Right.
Everybody else wants to be liked. And everybody else wants to be admired. And everybody else wants to be, they want to be approved of. But not Congress. They're too busy out there being important and, having drinks with each other.
But isn't this crazy? The media thinks it's significant because they tell us what they think the establishment wants us to hear. What a backwards view of the news.
Yeah, but there's some of them, with some of them, it's very important to them to control the narrative.
Right.
Like their top story at Fox News, which is actually an interesting one to me. In New Jersey, they were trying to remove all the holiday names from the calendar for schools, right?
Okay.
And that's interesting since they're also introducing critical race theory in schools. And the parents are pushing back, and they're being characterized as radical right-wing fanatics. For actually saying, well, what's wrong with there being an Arbor Day? What's wrong with Halloween? So,
right.
That's interesting, but at the same time, that as they try to control the narrative, and this is Fox News. I'm not convinced that Fox News is a conservative outlet. Not because of anything nefarious, but if you look at a Republican from New York, and say stick him in Louisiana, he looks a lot like a Democrat.
Looks like a Democrat, right.
He looks like a Democrat. Coming up on the next break, how do they find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Amaland. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast once a week. If I do my job right, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search for those involved in the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida will go on as long as it takes. That's according to Mayor Charlie Burkett, who explained the quest to find people will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Another update from the scene expected later on Monday. And as far as all the people who lost their homes in the condo collapse, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how families will be able to get the necessary funds to get back on their feet.
Obviously, you have the FEMA individual assistance that we were approved for, so we think that that's something that, needs to be done and is very important. But also all these private charities. There's a lot of people that want to help.
Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Cuba. The storm expected to move up the western coast of Florida and make landfall there on Tuesday. USA Radio News. It's expected to be another busy travel day as Americans head home after the 4th of July holiday weekend. When it's all said and done, AAA expects 3.5 million people to have traveled by air between July 1st and the end of today. Despite high gas prices, nearly 44 million people hit the roads during that same period. Missouri Democratic Representative Cori Bush tweeted on July 4th that the holiday only celebrates freedom for white people and not black Americans. Florida Republican Representative Brian Donalds joins Fox News and says he thinks even Democratic voters won't buy this.
What most people want in our country is to have a free country, which we already have, where people live in harmony and peace, which we already do have right now. They want a nice tax environment. They want their kids to be able to grow up and learn and be educated appropriately. They don't want to constantly live in this divisive environment. And so I think that Cori's comments and the comments of her colleagues in the squad definitely hurt Democrat prospects in about 18 months.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Rob Morse, and in breaking news, according to townhall.com, the For the People Act has been defeated in the Senate. It fell to the filibuster.
Good.
Yeah. That would have been one of those points where I'm thinking, okay, that could be a Civil War action right there.
Wow. Wow. Why do you say that?
Well, because they were going to, it was a 10th Amendment violation. They were, the states get to run their own elections. The feds wanted to take over all control of the elections and the way they go.
Right.
They don't like voter ID, although they got, you got to show an ID card to get ephedrine.
Right.
Or Benadryl. Yes.
Right.
And, they, especially after their admission in Newsweek magazine, where they had this coordinated effort to make sure the election achieved the proper result. That their words, not mine.
Yes, yes, no. And you know what? Isn't that, Bill? I'm thinking back. other than those sort of fireside chats directly to the people who, oh, I forget his name. It just escaped me. The short little guy that ran EDS, ran for president, Ross Perot. And now we've got Mike Lindell of MyPillow is actually doing journalism that the mainstream media doesn't do.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling in these people who investigate elections. The media won't talk to you about it. Here it is. You can go find it on the internet. We live in fascinating times. Bill, I want to divert us, and we don't have to. We can go back to the media.
Please.
We both have lots to say. You gave me something significant. You had this graphic.
Yeah.
And I asked you for it. Oh, it's almost 2 weeks ago now. I went back and looked up the primary sources and updated it. I'll share it with you, but the more you dig into this, the more significant it goes. Would you mind if I shared it again, the updated results?
Please.
Okay. There are about 330 million people in the United States. We had 39,000 deaths that involved a firearm. That was the latest year we have statistics, 2019. With the statistics, you have to dig deeper. 24,000 of those, or 61%, were suicide. That leaves 15,000 homicides. That's where one person kills another person. And half of those murders occurred in just 2% of our counties. Of those homicides, the 15,000, 80% were murders that were involved drug gangs, either gang on gang or you didn't pay me or you want to steal my drugs. So,
right.
Got it. 12,000 gang murders a year. That's significant. But that's not what the media talks about when they talk about honest gun owners. There were 3,000 homicides that weren't suicide or gang related out of 300 million. Wow. Now, even out of those 3,000, there's still some things that the news media doesn't properly portray. About a little over 300 were from police officers, a very similar number were from civilians defending themselves. Now, just slightly more, right around 400, were the accidental deaths involving a firearm. Here's where the numbers get really cloudy. We know that about 250 children under 14 were accidentally killed with a firearm. We don't know who pulled the trigger. Was that another child? Oh, you didn't secure your firearm. Or was that an impaired adult who might have been, you know, either had a negligent discharge or was on drugs and did something stupid and the child was it? So we're even, we know who the victim was. We have a body. We can tell the age. We don't know the cause of the death of those 250 children. So let's put that in perspective. There were almost a fifth of a million accidental deaths in the United States. So about one in 400 accidental deaths is from a firearm. If you look at it another way, one gun out of a million is involved in an accident. One gun in 1.6 is used to injure a child. That leaves less than 2,000 deaths that were from either criminal intent or crime of passion. So when someone says, we need more gun control to make the United States safer, that's to reduce something that's already less than 2,000 deaths a year. That's a rounding error.
Well, I mean, there's 3,054 counties in the United States.
Okay.
And only 75 of them have a gang violence issue.
Right.
Out of 3,054. As a matter of fact, one thing that isn't in that graphic, I think if you were to look it up, I think Lott said it, there's 54% of counties in the United States that don't, or there's a high percentage, over half, that don't experience any homicides.
Any homicide. And
of any type.
If you and I were to make bets, those are the counties where gun ownership is high rather than rare.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Where where people are allowed to get. The specter of the concealed carrier is a very big deterrent for most people. I mean, crime still happens without a doubt. It doesn't ever stop. But it is definitely a deterrent. But, yeah, the actual numbers. That's why they conflate it, though. That's why they don't ever. That's why the gun grabbers never do a breakdown that you just did. Because if they did it, they would look like they were on our side.
Here's the proof, and your numbers gave this to me, Bill. I'm so grateful. We're about 1,000 times more likely to use a gun for self-defense than be the innocent victim of a criminal use of a firearm. So guns are almost always used for good. And if you then disarm the law-abiding U.S. public, we're not going to reduce the criminals. We're far more likely to get more of us hurt because we can't defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
The numbers stack up 1,000 to 1, it's just jaw-dropping to me.
Well, I mean, if I say this for the laugh out louds, but when it comes to statistics, right?
Yeah.
If one of the things the gun grabbers were to say, or that they say all the time, were to actually turn out to be true, I would have to take a look at that and reconsider every statistic out there. Except the problem is, it has never happened that way.
Right.
I mean, every time somebody's out there and they're going to have concealed... I tell you what, we'll talk about this. On the other side, we're going to tell everybody how to find you and the stuff that you do out there in the interwebs and in the world.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. You can find my blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. And from there, I take some of that information, Bill and I talk about it with him and the ninjas.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore?
We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we've been talking about the media and stats and everything else. And I'll throw out this challenge right now for any of you gun grabbers out there. And I use one very special rule of thumb. I call it the Bigfoot rule of thumb. If one track, one Bigfoot track, were to be authentic, then that means that everybody has to rethink anthropology as far as man's development, because apparently there has been at least one Bigfoot. So if you can show me one stat that you tout all the time, which you tout a lot of them, and actually prove it to me, I'll look at it twice. But not till you...
Yeah, I like that. Bill, another way to say that, show us one gun control law that gave us peace. Just one. You've got 23,000 regulations. My God, we should have achieved it by now.
Well, I mean, I saw something today. Somebody was talking about how important it is, universal background checks, and the Brady campaign, or the Giffords campaign was talking about 300,000 people stopped from purchasing guns at gun shops. Okay. We didn't, you know, you didn't talk about how many of those were false negatives. Because I believe John Lott figured out that 92% of all of those turn out to be false negatives, so they end up getting a gun anyway. The other part is they don't talk about how their incessant demand for gun control leads to more people buying guns than were buying guns before they called it to their attention. Gun grabbers, they're an interesting lot.
If gun control worked, California and New Jersey, should be a peaceful paradise. When last time I was in Richmond, I've been there. I've been to northern Los Angeles County. Not the place I want to take a stroll with my family after dark. So what happened? It didn't work. Explain it to me. Crickets.
Yep.
Well, Bill, I want to make fun of the mass media again, but something they're doing is pernicious. That means it's deliberately bad. They bombard us with just horrific images after a mass murder, but they seldom show us the mass murders that were stopped by armed citizens, and they never show us the good news to the same extent as the bad. And I think they're trying to sell outrage because that's the only thing they have. That and pretty girls in bikinis is kind of the only way they can make us sit through 20 minutes of commercials on the mainstream media. That bias against honest gun owners, I think, is fueled by both the advertisers and by the political bias of the news editors.
Yeah.
Fox News used to be old, run by the old man. Now it's his kids running it. Change of editorial staff. They can't admit that guns save lives. They simply can't imagine defending themselves. That's not how they live. And why should they? They pay for private security guards at their condo. I mean, and that's why their business, their office building, has a security guard. Look, they say to the average Joe, if you wanted protection, then you should live like I live. And they can't imagine protecting themselves. They think it ought to be against the law, since they don't do it, for us to do it.
Well,
here's another part. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they project.
Yeah.
They project.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they're out there, you know, the left always defaults to violence. So like when they're out there and they're like, all right, well, Constitution carries now the law of the land in Texas. One of the things they're saying as they're considering this is, you know, this is going to lead to gunfights over parking spaces.
And they said blood would run in the streets on college campuses. Remember
and
that?
It never happens. It never happens. You know, in college, you know, there's going to be some professor is going to be out there, and one of his quantum physics students is going to take umbrage at the way he characterized his lesson and come up there and go, "All right, Professor Quackenbush, feel your hand," and you know. This is them saying, "Well, this is what I would do."
Right.
This is the way I would react to this. If somebody, you know, the ascendance of like people getting in your business, the Karens of the world out there.
Right.
You know, when I was growing up, if somebody got into my, you know, into any adult's business that I observed, I saw that get dealt with very decisively.
People were shamed. Who did embarrassing things, right?
Yes, but and not only were they shamed, they just didn't do it as often,
right?
And now, I mean, just looking at road rage, I mean, I never saw road rage as a child,
right?
So, I mean,
well, okay, but let's are we going to shame the media over this? They can't admit that licensed gun owners who conceal carry are more law abiding and nonviolent than the police. It's outside their world. I mean, I think we might as well tell them that gun owners are from the moon, because that just does not compute to them. To be fair, most of the guys broadcasting the news don't know anybody who owns a pickup truck either. So,
no.
Bill, you and I are special, but we're not really that special.
Well, the reason we're not that special is because we are the majority of adults.
Right. That's we're pretty darn average when you get
I mean, as far as gun owners going to classes and stuff like that, most gun owners, for example, don't train and go to classes and do that kind of stuff. But, I mean, that's about the closest I would come to claiming any sort of special status.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like in Camden, right?
Right.
Now, Jaeger has about 6,000 students that come through his stuff every year. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are repeats.
Oh.
Right? That doesn't take away from James Yeager at all. But what it does do is it indicates that the people that he has trained think highly enough of his training to keep up their skill set.
Yes, in the sense, I want to underline that. That's so significant. If we only have about 2 minutes, if we did nothing else, that would be good. Hey, you can do better, and you should, and it's perishable. And all of a sudden, their students go, you know, and I like James. I'll go back to James. But we are in the golden age of firearms training, so there are lots of great firearms trainers. James is good. Find one that's close that you can have confidence in. But James is saying it's significant. This training makes a difference. And he'd be the first guy to admit, if you don't get it from me, get it from someone.
Right. And even if you get it from him, he recommends going to take another class as well. But, I mean, one thing, though, I'm never going back in June. Not going back in June. Never going. And I'm not going to take any more classes in South Carolina in October either. So, anyway. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you and all that other stuff.
There's so much we still want to cover. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's carried at Clash Daily and The Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. Once a week, Bill, thank you for letting me come back. I really enjoy talking to you. I hope we get some feedback from the ninjas. It'd be great to hear from.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure.
All right. As for me and you, we'll all be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.